You don't like me? Want only positive guidance? I am reading many books, many articles. They all say that my life could be better, would be better if I just looked at the bright side of things. But that, looking at only the bright side of things, actually leads to a boring, inauthentic life. What makes good good is the contrast. No bad? Not looking at it? There suddenly isn't good either. Only boring, dull, dead. And you can't sleep. Just listen to 99.99% of the gurus. Their soothing breezy/breathy speaking gives them away. They may have even studied NLP or hypnotic suggestions. And you eat it up. So soothing. Must be true. Lol. Moreover, if the purpose of life is to become all you can be, to see all you can see, then what helps you most is seeing what is not so great about you. My base nature is to see what is off. In anything, anywhere. It is not pessimism, because I don't think it is something bad. It is what is off. But it is not negativity, because I don't limit my looking and I don't limit my seeing to only what doesn't work, I also see what works. Life is dull when you see only one side of things. The dullest people are the ones with the rose-colored glasses. And inside, they are also conflicted, struggle with guilt, self-blame, and misery. My machine is more interested in pointing out what is off, what is not fitting, what is treacherous or is a lie. And, of course, some people can take it, some people can deal with it, and other people can't. Some will always insist on hiding the ugly. And hate me for showing it, and refuse to see it for what it is, what keeps them in their misery. This, of course, makes me more likable to some people. And a whole lot less likable to others. I see the benefits of being likable. But I don't see the benefit of being lopsided. Because they say, the articles, the books, the psychologists, the gurus, the unhappy students say that I am lopsided. I am a firm adherent of the Anacharana principle. If you narrow your path of attitudes to the ones that work by eliminating what don't work, you have a lot more chance to achieve health, physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual health, wealth, love and fulfillment. My energy remedies are all based on the Anacharana principle. They attempt to eliminate what isn't part of happy, healthy, loving or abundant. The heaven on earth, the unconditional love activator, the effortless abundance. I add nothing. Literally nothing. While I take away what is disharmonious, what is not a yes to life. And when those disharmonious attitudes that keep you off the straight and narrow path are gone, you find a new enthusiasm, love, and passion for a life. The things that were impossible to love with the attitudes you had before are now all you have. And they are lovely. I believe that we were all born with what it takes to be personally happy and fulfilled. Maybe not all of us were born very healthy, but we were born the healthiest we can be. Some of us aren't born with very perfect bodies. I myself am an example of that. Just this year I had two monumental health scares, when my health number dropped to 3% from where it usually sits, 10%. It's back at 10% now. So it looks as if I am out of the woods. But for how long? Use the time you have to get the most out of our relationship, because it may not last long. I have been following this brilliant marketer who trains most of the real marketers who know what they are doing. I watch this guy's videos, and I am overwhelmed by the internal dissonance in his teaching. Internal dissonance will make you sick, or you may already be sick. The source of the internal dissonance is the disagreement between parts of the team that he is, that every human is, self, self, witness, ego, body, mind, soul, the spirit/spark, etc. When you are killing life, with one hand, and building life with the other, it is unavoidable that you have a disagreement between. And it will wreck your body. If someone needs to lose so you can get rich. Kabbalah says that cancer is an opportunistic disease, it is cancer cells using themselves to fill the space between those two parts, the space left by that internal dissonance. It feels right, but it's not proven. Not enough data. Almost every claim you read about stuff sold, especially in the arena of health and spirituality, is sold today based on the principle he teaches, which is to lie in one form or another. How do people lie that you don't detect it? They use your ignorance. You don't know how things work, and that makes you vulnerable. You repeat what they say as if it were the truth, but when we scratch a little deeper, you lack the knowledge base to decide if what you heard, what you are repeating even makes sense. I find that you don't know that you are ignorant. You don't know that you only see things that are named, and then you can't tell if you heard it right. You don't know if the word they said was an accurate reflection of reality, or not. The number of people who believe in virgin birth is in the billions. Moses separated the waters with his staff? I can sell you anything if this is where your consciousness is. A few years ago, a really beautiful fairy tale was published. Educational, inspirational, powerful. The Anastasia series, The Ringing Cedars of Russia. When people found out that the story is not true, they were disappointed. Instead of learning, just like you can learn from the Bible, you can learn from a story whether the story is true or not. You crave magic, while you remain ignorant. You view the world from the street level. And in addition, your level of clarity of what you see is maybe even lower than street level. By the way, ignorance is a sign of slothfulness. It is also a sign that you are a taker. A beggar. You don't want to do any work. You could if you applied yourself. But you don't want to. And you could start to apply yourself, any day, wherever you are. You can't start where you are not. Can read a page an hour? Then start there. Can hear 1% of what is being taught? Start there. Here is an example of misdirection using your slothfulness and ignorance. Turmeric bioperine. That is a bitter root vegetable, turmeric, with black pepper. Both turmeric and black pepper are anti-inflammatory. The winning, best-selling products say that turmeric needs the black pepper to activate it. They are exactly the same as any other product, in essence. But that word, activate, makes it a winner in your mind. In the world of chemistry, activating, the word, is reserved to enzymes, molecules that make something possible without actually changing themselves or being used up in the process. Enzyme is a substance produced by a living organism that acts as a catalyst to bring about a specific biochemical reaction. And catalyst is a substance that increases the rate of a chemical reaction without itself undergoing any permanent chemical change. But of course this is not true about black pepper. It gets digested, dissolved, and used up in the process while it reduces inflammation. So the correct verbiage would be, turmeric and black pepper both have strong anti-inflammatory properties, and it seems that together they have synergy. Synergy is the interaction or cooperation of two or more organizations, substances, or other agents to produce a combined effect greater than the sum of their separate effects. But telling the sexy lie. The bioperine activates the turmeric. They sell tons of the same product, just each with a different story. Story sells, even if the story is a lie. Observing what brings people to my site, I notice that people want to be titillated. Titillation is a form of stimulation. Short-term and superficial. But does seem to give people a little bit of an experience of aliveness. Because their insides, their lives are so dead, even a little bit of excitement is a big deal. Hundreds of people flock to the article that has the word, they give you chill. https://yourvibration.com/17870/1714 quotes that will give you chill slash chill is another word like titillation. Being tickled by a feather. Erotic. Titillation, the arousal of interest or excitement, especially through sexually suggestive images or words. Or miracles, superpowers, virgin birth, magical incantations, healing shamans, blah blah blah. Our mind loves titillation. It sees sex, sexy, arousal in many things, and marketers are just making those connections more obvious. Advertising a product put next to someone who is sexy, makes both a man and a woman instantly associate the product with pleasure. Sexual arousal. If you are unaware, if you are ignorant of this effect, you are always the sucker in the room. There is an article with 25 cognitive biases somewhere on this site. A cognitive bias is a shortcut made by the mind, a shortcut that makes you a sucker. Liking is one of these cognitive biases. If you liked me, then you would be more willing to believe what I say. You'd be proud to show me off to your friends. You'd buy more stuff from me. And I like that. The more people buy my products, including my coaching, the more chances I have to make a difference. Of course, chance doesn't mean you'll allow me to make a difference. I'd prefer that you do more than the money you pay me. But no amount of liking me will make you do what you don't want to do. Pulling you in by positive images, a future, mentioning bliss, etc. keep you off the straight and narrow, because they keep you in the mind. And the mind is not interested in you changing at all. And it's not interested in you dropping an unproductive attitude, a bad habit, or your ignorance. Does this mean that nothing will work to lead you to the straight and narrow? It might mean that. Unless you buckle in, and start working on stuff, even if you don't like it, even if it is not pleasant, even if it is tedious, and provide nothing to titillate you. Frown. Ugh, you say, don't you? Too much work, you say. Or you prefer blaming others and circumstances instead of letting go and becoming a person? What am I going to do with you? I bet I sound like your mother, don't I? What I have been doing is devising ways for you to have your cake and eat it too. I am telling you, it is rare, but possible. The practices I recommend in my articles are a good example. Those practices are both fun and effective. Effective, successful in producing a desired or intended result. Of course, something effective in theory will only become effective in reality if it is used as directed. Now, that is a bummer, eh? Not enough to imagine it? Bah. Not enough to talk about it? Ugh. Yeah, sorry about that. Reality is a bitch, isn't it?